This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The question is, how can you build for yourself that house in Jannah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have told us of several different ways that we can build for ourselves our homes in Jannah. Ways that don't require much effort. In some cases, that don't require much time or planning. But rather, it may not even cost a single dollar. And so let us look at some of these ways. The first is the most obvious, and it is the very condition to enter Jannah in the first place. And that is having iman and taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is patience. And as our scholars say, patience is required for the Muslim over three things. Over the commandments of Allah. Allah has commanded us to do certain things. We have to be patient in doing those things. The second is patience in refraining from sins. Allah has forbidden certain things. We need to be patient in restraining ourselves from falling into those prohibitions. And the third is patience over the painful calamities that Allah decrees for us. Painful moments in our lives. Number three, migrating for the sake of Allah, hijrah, and also jihad, fi sabilillah. Number four, building a masjid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number five, praying the extra sunan, praying the sunan al-ratibah. These extra sunan that some of us, we neglect. And we say, let me just get over with the salah. Let me pray my fard. Let me pray what is obligatory for me. And let me go back to my daily life. You're missing out on a lot if you do that. Number six, Salatul Duha. And so Salatul Duha is from after sunrise all the way to until before Dhuhr. This morning time is a golden opportunity to pray two rak'ahs or four rak'ahs and build for yourself a house in Jannah. Number seven, praying Qiyamul Layl, fasting in the day, feeding the poor, and speaking only good words. Number eight, when we come for Salatul Jama'ah, we come here to pray in the masjid, and we are standing in the rows to fill in these gaps that we see between yourself on your right and your left. And so these gaps that we find in the rows, some of us, we don't care about it, and yet we're missing out on this huge reward. Number nine, good manners, leaving and giving up argumentation and giving up lying.